Okay, this is Timothy Reagan, a facilitator for the open town hall meeting for the KPFA, local station board, a chance for anyone to be heard for values, for requests, for feelings, for input on KPFA and all its functioning and diversity and wild progressive service to the community. And so as facilitator, I'll just be supporting this process and helping people be fully heard. The thing is, I want to confirm the time we have for, okay, so we're going to give folks 2 minutes each to speak, and then the local station board a chance to respond, ask questions, or to say, hey, here's what we heard you say. Did we get you correctly? So to have an exchange so that each person who's speaking is heard to their satisfaction. This is my intention and our intention. So we'll begin with that process. But in terms of for the time for our whole meeting right now, some of our guests wanted to leave after half an hour, so should we just begin? But we give ourselves a whole hour. We have that if we need it. Okay, great. And we have a timekeeper. That's Sharon. Thank you very much. Okay. So we have a hand by a guest, and we can pass that microphone there. It'll be time for 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Tess from San Francisco. I think that a minimum of 3 weeks of publicity for a town hall meeting is necessary. I heard that it was 1 week. I only heard about it yesterday myself. I'd like to know what became of Carol Wolfley's motion to get proportional voting at Pacifica. I'd like to be able to see, get copies of KPFA's financial reports. I've only gotten them at these meetings, which I haven't come to for a year or two. So, the last area I'm interested in commenting on is the Pacifica status. Pacifica vis-a-vis KPFA. And what the impression I have gotten so far is nothing has changed. That is to say, we still have a lot of other radio stations that are not performing in terms of financial factors, and that KPFA's fundraising is being used to support the national endeavor. And that the current, and I would like to say, I would like to know if that's true, that things are much the same as they were 2 years ago, except maybe some new players. I would like to also say that I don't know how we get out of the current situation as long as we have the structure that we have. And I don't see the incentive for other radio stations to change the structure because they're not being accountable on a financial basis. Mm. And I'm sorry to harp on the financial side, but what KPFA and Pacifica offer is so important that it's just a crime that we are not better heard in New York and everywhere else. Thanks.
Okay, so just as you're finishing up, do you have a request in terms of response? You're requesting a response to your questions.
I
great.
Things, like,
perfect. Okay, good. Yes.
Microphone, go ahead.
Okay. There were so many things covered that a lot of us might have one or another thing to respond to. So maybe we should go around and let anyone who wants to respond just go around the room because, yeah. Start with Carol because she was addressed.
Okay, that's a good
idea. 1 minute. You're doing 1 minute responses.
Thank you, Tess. I made a motion and the local station board passed it to support the proportional representation. There are a number of proposals being made, and so it's all in process. But I have not let go of that as a goal, and I think it's still a very realistic and important consideration. Because, and for those of you who may not know, what it is that KPFA and KPFK have a lot more members than the other three stations, and the other three stations bring in much less revenue to the network, and some of them are not bringing in hardly any revenue. And so what we want to do is have the representation on the national board, which makes decisions, be based on the membership rather than on the so.
Thank you.
Hi. Just a procedural suggestion, rather than trying to answer questions immediately from people from the community, we should hear everybody's thoughts and questions and comments, because they may overlap. Yeah. And no? Why not?
No, we'll just yeah, okay. Right. What I would say is that some things have changed. They have NETA, and they're doing technological updates, and they have the audits are almost completed. And that's major, because we can't even go for CPB funding unless the audits are completed. So on a broad level, the board is functioning on a more civil basis, the Pacifica National Board, than they were before. They're talking, they get through meetings. And they're moving forward to try to figure out our finances and how to do it. For me, the existential problem and current my concern is exactly what you said, is that we still have stations that are not functioning, and they're not doing their central services consistently, paying those. And I think that is a real problem. So I would say that for both, and I will pass it. We're going to go.
Do you
want to
say what NETA is?
Oh, the NETA. It's an accounting firm that has been hired to straighten out the books and to get things in order. So, did somebody else?
Okay, well, I think it's a good question as far as the function in the Pacifica. I'm against the idea of proportional representation. I think that each station should have similar votes. But I would say that actually the financial situation is much better at Pacifica. We did not go into bankruptcy, which the majority of this board was in favor of, and instead we got a CFO, and we got a reduction in the amount of money that was going to the tower in New York, and we actually have gotten audits done at a reduced amount of money that we were spending on our own CFO. So we're in a much better financial situation than we were. We have a loan, true, $4 million, but I think by an expansion of our membership and support, we could pay off the loan. $4 million is not a lot of money, really, for individually. I mean, with the kind of people that we cover, the kind of coverage we have, it's not a lot of money. So I think it's feasible to get it done. But I do think, in my view, part of the problem is we have to become a multimedia platform, and that would be a way of getting more audience.
I wanted to propose two, maybe three more responses, so we get to the next guest, so we have set a time limit. I also want to make sure we check with our time. Okay, you had the microphone. Do you want to go ahead?
You want to go next, Don?
Okay, yeah, the board's responding, yes.
I just wanted to say that I think a discussion of proportional voting, if we weren't having a financial issue with a debt, I don't think we'd be having this discussion about changing the way the station management and control at the PNB was going on. So in a way, this issue is really about a way to shift the power at the PNB to try to address the financial issue. But it rather than just addressing the financial issue, and then this would go away. So I think there are kinds of going back and forth that may have repercussions that we don't quite understand. And so I just think it needs to be vetted a lot better than it currently is.
Okay. The lady next to the guest, please. And then.
Hi. Sabrina Jacobs. I'm vice chair of the National Pacifica National Board, and
thank
just
you.
Want to address some of these questions. As far as the proportional idea or the motion that you want to put forth, Carol, anybody else that has any of these ideas, you can direct them to the Strategic Planning Committee, the Pacifica National Strategic Planning Committee, and we can look them over, hash them out, discuss them, and take it from there. So that's a great idea. I think it's something that needs to be discussed and fleshed out. Tess, if you have any questions, you can direct them to me, sabrina@kpfa.org, if necessary. Donald Goldmacher is also on the national board. Chris Corey is also on the national board. If you have any questions on that national level, you can direct them to us, just to be clear, since we are recording this.
Cool. Thank you so much. And then go ahead, sir.
Tess, you're absolutely right. We have a financial emergency throughout Pacifica Radio. Things may look better superficially, but your underlying questions are exactly correct. We have two stations that cannot contribute to the national functioning of the network because they don't raise enough revenue, and so that keeps deepening our debt, as you apparently well understand. And it comes about for a variety of reasons. Since you've been a long-term listener, you probably understand those issues that we don't need to go over here. But I will say this. We do have a better functioning Pacifica National Board this year. We are getting some things done. But as Sharon said earlier in reporting out the 2017 audit, we are hanging by a thread.
Thank you so much. We have three more guests, and I would love to get to them soon. I know there's two more local station board members who would like to respond. 1 minute each, please. Maybe three. Go ahead, Sharon.
Oh, okay. Is it on now? Okay. Yes, Tess. First, I just feel the need to respond to something. This board did not favor bankruptcy, and it's really tiresome to have that constantly repeated. What this board first favored and voted for was a signal swap at WBAI because we recognized that this was coming down, and we were trying to think of a way to bring in revenue. It wasn't going to take away the station from WBAI. It was just a way to gather money. So that was our first choice. And bankruptcy would have been a reorganization procedure to maybe restructure Pacifica, but it's the past now, and bringing it up is not helpful to the current situation, in my opinion. Okay, so I did really want to say my personal now feeling is that a repeater station is what's needed at WBAI and WPFW because we have all those programs that Quincy was mentioning, and we could simply repeat those programs and reduce personnel at those stations, saving money.
Okay, I'd like to actually request we have one more LSB response. Now we have four guests waiting to speak. So that's my proposal. Please, LSB, if you have something very strong to say, please express it. But go ahead, one of you.
Listen, I both want to talk, but I really want to talk. So you were completely right, Tess, that the structure needs changing, and it's really hard to do that. The ways to do it are... There have to be new bylaws presented to the national board, and then they would have to approve them, and then it would have to be approved by all the various LSBs, and that's a really tall fence to get over. The other way to do it is to go to the membership. That's also really a hard thing to do. But I will tell you that there are multiple groups around who are thinking about it. And because it's fundamental, it's just a fundamental thing that needs to be fixed. And there was something else I was going to say, and I forget, so I yield the rest of my time to Chris.
I just wanted to mention that the reports that you were asking for, the most current version of them are posted. Anytime we get new financial reports, they're put up at the website. So the 16 and 17 audits, and I highly recommend you look at these because they're very detailed documents. They're very thorough. They show each division. They show the complete budget breakdown for every single station. And I think they're incredibly illuminating. So I'd highly recommend you take advantage of that.
That's Pacifica.org. I'm looking at our guests. Hi, if you're ready to speak, we would love to yield and give you the microphone for 2 minutes, if and also to request any responses.
Is there parameters of what we can say?
No, there's no parameters of what you can say. Well, you're welcome if, you know. Yeah, personal attacks and some other agreements. But and I will also support you. So you're ready to go?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that. Is that better? Stan Woods, former member of this August body and also former member of the now-defunct Program Council. What I would like to just briefly talk about is programming. And it's not coincidental I'm supporting a slate. Rescue Pacifica wants to reestablish a democratic decision-making Program Council, not just advisory for the program director. That's the way the corporate media runs their operations. I think we had a program council for several years. We had people from both factions, and it's been pretty continuously two factions for 15 years. We had board members. We had community members selected by the board. We had staff members. We had department heads, and in a non-voting capacity, we had the general manager and the PD. We made dozens of programming decisions. And despite what people said, we didn't always reflect our own personal political views or bias. For example, no disrespect to anybody who loves visionary activists, I find the show incomprehensible, but I voted for it to be renewed because it had a real base and it touched a lot of people, for example. And I really think that now more than ever we need a program council back, because one thing that disturbs me as a lifelong anti-war activist is that we have guests on that quite frankly shouldn't be on our airwaves. And I know people may say guns and butter, but I'm talking about Philip Mulready's show. He's consistently had this woman, Karen Greenberg, a law professor, who has stated explicitly the FBI and CIA are there to protect us. To me, somebody like that should only be on our airways unless they're coupled in a debate format. Somebody that believes in the FBI and CIA, who, if they had their way, would have long destroyed Pacifica along with every other progressive institution. I'm sorry. People say it's free speech radio, but I think we should have some parameters. And so I would urge the people of the – oh, okay. Can I use one sentence to finish up? Okay. I would urge the people of the UIR, despite all your reservations, to consider supporting a real program council again. I think it would help everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the clear request right there at the end. Local Station Board, there's two things I would suggest. If you wanted to say back what you heard him say and express his passion and his values, that would be nice. You can do that. Or LSB members, if you have something to respond to that, we would like to continue the one-minute responses and see how that works. Any LSB members, would you like to respond? Go ahead. There's a mic there.
James McFadden, I just want to say I would support a program council. I think that would be a good and beneficial thing. It's always good to have more democratic input.
Right next to
you. Yeah, this is Steve Zeltzer. I as well think we need a program council. One of the problems is there have been programming changes, in my view, done unilaterally without any consultation of the staff or the local station board, and they've just been announced. Station programs are removed. I don't think that's a good way of running the radio station, and I think there needs to be more input, community input. I support the survey that was done. What do the listeners want to see? That's a good way of getting feeding impact, and I think that the we're going to have new programming and community programming, and I supported the idea of live, more live programming of community events. When the Nazis rallied here in Berkeley, I think we should have covered it live and have interviews, have our journalists interview people who were there, the young people, why are you here, what are the issues that brought you here. KGO, the commercial media, had a live feed from, of course, they weren't asking the questions our journalists would be asking at that kind of event, but that's the kind of live, strong programming that would attract an audience. The same with the teachers' union.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Are there LSB members just responding to these comments and this idea? Oh, one. Okay. Oh, good. Your hand was up. Here you go. I'll time you. Don't worry. Oh, thank you so much. We have a timer. You have to turn on the microphone. There it is.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to respond that one of the programs that was canceled, the station manager came before us, and we actually, in closed session, found that due process was followed in canceling that program, which is a canard that keeps on being perpetuated. They actually he was able to demonstrate documentation and meetings. So there was, for Guns and Butter, there actually was a process that was followed. Secondly, I do want to say something positive in that we do have a program committee or council that, I guess, committee that is on the Pacifica National Board, and they're meeting regularly now, and there are representatives from the stations that are on the Pacifica National Board who are talking about programming ideas. So the people on our committee are going there and taking ideas. So for right now, while we don't have one, if you have ideas for programs that you want, you can talk to our committee members who are currently meeting. Carol Wolfley is one of them, and Don Goldberg is on, and Shira. Anyway.
Thank you. And we had one more hand. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead. Turn on the mic there. Not yet. There we go.
Now? Yes, I want to say I think we definitely need a program council regarding Guns and Butter. Well, it was Guns and Butter. There were several other programs which have been eliminated. Twit Radio, Counterspin. And I get a lot of people ask me, I mean, a lot of people say, what happened to Guns and Butter? They'll say, I'm not going to give another cent to the station. I think that our station has lost listeners because of that. It may have been handled in a closed session, which I was not part of. I mean, that was before I was on the board. But that was not transparent. I think we definitely need to handle it in an open way. Thank you.
Carol.
I just want to say that issues about job performance are confidential, and programming decisions are made based on the Pacifica Employee Handbook. I also want to say I was at an event the other night, and somebody was asking me about, you know, Guns and Butter, and I mentioned that there was, you know, information, a speech played on that show about Holocaust denial. A lot of people talk about Guns and Butter as if it was, like, a great thing, but they don't talk about Holocaust denial being on that show and calling for, talking about the value of preemptive strike on Iran. So I think we need to be clear, have clear information. And the other thing is anybody is able to make proposals about programming or submit podcasts or turn in information to the news department, help join the news department by being interns. So I think it's better to actually think about how can we help our news and programming producers rather than attack them.
I think that once the social media mechanism is well set up within the station, I think it is helpful for listeners to be able to weigh in and have a discussion, especially when some programmatical issue is being raised or they object to a particular viewpoint. I think that would be healthy where the listeners can, you know, go back and forth, and then the program themselves will have a good feedback. So I hope that will be instituted down the line.
Okay, so just as a facilitator, I'm going to pause because part of my intention was that each of our guests is heard to their satisfaction. These responses, of course, are debating, looking at either sides, looking at the complexity, but I want to make sure you're heard. I'm sitting next to this guest, and I'm hearing these values stirred of inclusion, transparency. What else? Help me out. Inclusion, transparency, collaboration, and also... Democracy is a really strong value here. So I just want to make sure that are we hearing these values that are speaking from what you're bringing up? I just want to make sure you're heard for this.
I heard what people said. I mean, what can I say?
You've been heard. You're satisfied that you've been heard.
I've been heard, but I know some people here are very much opposed to program council.
You've been heard. At least for now, that fundamental piece is happening in this town hall. We want to make sure that's happening. So, and further discussion is warranted. I want to make sure to hear from other guests for sure. I'm hearing, seeing nods. Other of our guests, are you ready to make a statement? Go ahead.
I don't have anything so specific. I am Nancy Bram, and I... also interested in these questions about the financing. And I hadn't realized that, in fact, the building is collateral for the loan. And I kind of wish that maybe that information is available on the website in Pacifica, but I was really curious about that. And it gives me great concern. And I hope, I gather that the auditing is helping the process of going forward to addressing the loan. I'm also interested in this program council and how exactly it is determined whether or not there will be a program council and how that decision was made in the past and why that can't go forward, because it certainly seems like a good idea. There were a lot of questions amongst my friends who are also KPFA listeners about the cancellation of Guns and Butter, which was not my particular show. I barely listened to it, but the way it comes about, and I'm curious about other cancellations of shows and how that could be done in a more transparent and democratic way.
So local station board members, so we'll start here and go around.
Oh, here.
Thank you.
I'll take both of them.
I just wanted to say that there's a big problem with discussing personnel issues in that KPFA has had myriad lawsuits for disclosure of information that has caused people. There are laws in the state of California about personnel information and federal laws as well, and it can cause a lawsuit. That is why we discuss everything in closed session when it has to do with personnel, because there are literally millions of dollars have been spent on lawsuits when KPFA has been, not Pacifica itself has been sued. So that's a concern to keep in mind, and that is why we discuss the Guns and Butter issue, which people are very passionate about, in closed session. And whether a side you fall on of they should have talked about it, they shouldn't have, the issue really was primarily that her shows were not curated, and they were just run as speeches, and like especially the Holocaust one, saying that the people were walking around in Dachau that was just a hoax, and they were actually walking around well fed when they got out and well dressed. So anyway, but that's not our main issue. Really, it's just process was followed, due process.
But there are other shows canceled. That wasn't right. The only show canceled.
Right. I think like a lot of people in this room, I am all for a program council, and I'd like it to have real teeth, like you said, Stan, and everyone else who wants to. I think that may be true of a lot of us. However, it turns out that it's not a function. Programming is not a function of any of the boards. It's a function of the GMs basically do it. So, in the past, when we had a program council, it was with the agreement of the then general manager, Jim Bennett, agreed to do it, blah, 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 blah. So I think if you want a program council, maybe, talking more to Quincy, or if enough people went to him, maybe. But we don't have any right to a program council. It's not part of it. And on the finances, the situation is dire. I was always against the loan because of it being our building being the collateral, and also because then every time you get a loan, you increase the debt.
So my name is Donald Goldmacher, and I'm on the Pacifica National Board as well as the local station board. And I want to say that one of the things I've discerned just being on the board in a few months is that there's a sense of entitlement that exists in this network, that people feel entitled to be on the air, regardless of whether they're doing a good radio show or not. And the quality of the programming has to be one of the key things we underline. Does this show deserve to be on the air? Is this show really contributing to the conversation? Does it have a listenership? Does it have a real listenership? Does it raise any money during fund drives? All of those are serious questions, because you can't run a radio station without money, as we've been saying here for the last hour and a half, and you certainly can't run a network. So if you have crappy programming, you're going to have crappy outcomes. And that's just the way it is, folks.
See, I think that as the listener said, it's not just Guns and Butter that has been canceled. TwitWit Radio, which is a great program, original program of actors and actresses, was canceled. No explanation. And replaced by a show actually by the former interim program director. He took that spot. I have a problem with that. How are these decisions being made? I mean, there's a KLW show on KPFA. People can listen to KLW, a live show, on KLW. They should not have to come to KPFA to hear a truncated show without questions, call-ins, which that show has. So these issues of transparency, of having programming, now I'm in favor of more shows, actually, and we can do that by having a digital broadcast platform. We could have two additional digital channels and have additional shows. We should have more live programming. We should have more shows on KPFA. Black Agenda has a show. There are many programs that we could have on that would be of interest. That's what I think we should go towards.
Okay, we have one here, and then a guest is ready to speak. Are you on the? Okay, let's go here, yeah, and then other LSB members.
Okay, I just wanted to comment about the collateralization of the loan. I think it's safe to assume that when you're loaned $3 to $4 million, they are going to collateralize everything. Okay, I mean, if you have a box of pencils sitting on the shelf, they are going to collateralize the box of pencils. So, if there's an asset in Pacifica that is available for collateral for the loan, you can assume that it was used for the loan. And I understand that, you know, there are people out there that didn't know that or weren't aware of that, but that's the fact. And there's one thing that we should all be aware of, though, and that's that if for some reason they were to try and force a sale on any of these properties, that would increase the expense to the organization, right? Because we'd have to relocate, and then we'd have rent, which we don't have now. And so driving up the cost of the organization is not going to help the loan get paid. So lenders are thinking one step ahead. They're thinking, how can we get our money back? And if they're thinking, how can we get our money back, then they're going to try and work with us as best as possible to ensure that we raise revenue, that we get our CPB funding, that the audits get completed, all of these things that we want as an organization as well. So although I agree that the situation is dire and that it's threatening to the organization, I think there's a lot of hope in all of this and all of what's going on within the organization right now.
So I end over there. The LSB member, go ahead.
Yes, this is Sharon. I just wanted to respond and say I want to make I guess I want to say this, which is sort of to two people. I actually did not agree. I would have kept Guns and Butter on the air, okay? But I do agree that due process was followed. I know that's like a position that people are like, what? Yes, due process was followed. And I don't agree with the final decision that management made. That's like how management works. I'm not management. They are. So I guess I feel like I wish there was a little more respect for that sort of, that's the way organizations work. We don't all get to have our decisions upheld. I would have kept Guns and Butter on. I just want to say about Philip Muldery, I also agree. You know, I agree. I listen to it. I'm like, what the heck? But that was the issue with Guns and Butter, you know, from management's perspective, was it wasn't curated. So I also agree on the KALW thing. I just wanted to say, you know, I don't agree with a lot of these programming decisions, and yet I respect management is management, and I see how the other stations are run and how they're running deficits because of the bad programming.
Okay, other LSB responses to this guest? Yes, go ahead.
I would really like for us to talk about, first, Andrea Turner, KPFA, local station board. I would like for us to really switch this around and really talk. Our building is at risk. Can we have some positive discussion about what we would like to see or suggest on how we can change this? Programming will go on anyway after all of this, but we have to save KPFA. There is no two ways about it. They're taking our building, the building next door. I mean, they're coming after it. And Sharon, you said that it's at risk as by September or something?
Well, not by September.
In 18 months. We have to come up with something soon, and we need to talk about that. We are imploding as opposed to coming out of that. Do not fester on ourselves right now and the different programming. We can get to where we want to go that way. Let's talk about some ideas on how to raise monies, do something, stop administration from taking our buildings.
Thank you.
Yeah, otherwise, you ain't going to have no show.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I just wanted to check with our guest. You've spoken. You've had responses. Have you been heard and engaged with?
I do feel heard and engaged with.
Okay, good. I'm glad. It's working. Okay, so we have two more guests, and I would love for you to speak up as a guest. We have 2 minutes. Go for it. Whatever you'd like to say, and I will support you and doing that well.
Thank you. My name is Eugene Rule. I'm the chapter president of Veterans for Peace, East Bay chapter. And I was asked by our chapter to come here and express our concerns about the coverage, your news coverage specifically on China and the Chinese city of Hong Kong, but more generally, some of the biases that we see on KPFA. And specifically, I realize that, you know, the CIA has the same free speech rights as the fascists and white nationalists. But I think they should be identified as such when they appear on our news programs. And the specific example I'm referring to is this fellow Joshua Wong, who was introduced on KPFA as a Hong Kong citizen, a leader of this movement, and a nominee for the Nobel Prize. That's all. They don't mention he was nominated for the Nobel Prize by Marco Rubio, nor do they mention he's a good friend of the former director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo. And I talked to a friend who is from Hong Kong. We mentioned his name and said, oh, he's CIA. This is generally known to people in the community. And this is not just Hong Kong, but it's elsewhere in China, and I believe it's much more general. So we just want to raise this concern about the coverage, and we need to make sure which side we're on. And I do have flyers here on this issue if anyone is concerned, and I'll pass them on. Daniel has some also. So I just thank you for the time to express these concerns.
Wonderful. Thank you for expressing. Sir, I also would see if you have a request as any to reframe or just really say a request you have of the LSB. Do you have any very specific requests? I just want to make sure we catch those. Anything else you would add? Specific requests of KPFA.
It's a concern I have. I also want to say that, you know, KPFA does have excellent, not blanket condemnation of this. I know there was a very good talk by K.H. No, I think, a Korean fellow, on Flashpoints a couple of nights ago. And he gave a very good analysis, very knowledgeable about that, also knowledge about Korea. So there are good people out there, and I think we need, I would hope KPFA would seek these people out and give them more time.
Thank you. Thank you for that request. Okay, so we have our responses from the LSB. Go ahead. There's a mic right next to you there.
First, I'd like to say that KPFA often has really good programming. There was they had a event just the other day with Ms. Jacobs hosting, and we had Kovalik talking about Venezuela, and I thought that was a very good show. So I agree there's a good show, but there also are mistakes. I mean, it's a limited staff, and so some kind of way for the public to provide input. For instance, the themes on Rwanda, this is the 25th year of the Rwandan massacre, and the story that we've all been told all these years is, if you talk to Ann Garrison, who's a KPFA person, is very distorted, and hopefully we're gonna hear some of the other side, of this, because the dictator in Rwanda has been promoting a hoax, and so that's where I see things going.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Frank.
Hello, Frank Sterling here, and I would just agree. I would just agree with you about I was going to reference you to the Flashpoint show. That yes, there is alternative coverage, and I think Dennis did a great job with KJ. I can't remember his last name.
No.
So it feels like a lot of people might be getting a different story, and it's important that we seek out these individuals that have an inside scoop, and I think that Dennis really got KJ on point with that one, so I was just going to direct you to that, but it sounds like you already know about it. So, thank you.
Great. Okay, now we have Susan, and then...
So I just wanted to ask, first of all, what program did you hear Mr. Wong on?
Not on Flashpoint. It's on Democracy Now, and I know this board does not control Democracy Now.
Right.
But I've heard it elsewhere, I think, on program couples.
Okay. Right. So I would, yeah. If I were you, I'd give feedback directly to Amy Goodman, but also if you have programming ideas or things you think should be covered, you might want to talk to the program director at the station or to the individual programmers of shows that you like to hear. I guess it's Laura Privis now, again, is the program director at KPFA.
Thank you. And to give feedback to individual programmers as well as Laura Privis, how would one do that?
Okay. Yeah, I think they all have email addresses, I believe.
On the website?
Yeah.
KPFA.org, you can look it up.
I've done it so many times that when I type it in, it just comes up, so I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Is this on?
Yeah.
I'm Daniel. I just wanted to echo what Gene Rule said. He's a member of Veterans for Peace. I'm also a member of Veterans for Peace. He and I are both former U.S. Marines. One thing about having been in the Marine Corps, you participate or nearly participated in regime change operations. We always hear this thing about it's for democracy. We talk about, especially in this, and people don't necessarily come out saying, well, we want war,
But they will often say, well, talk about democracy, like in this case. And then you see U.S. Officials out there talking to one side. Well, that should be a warning. And what that kind of talk leads to is a justification for regime change, for U.S. intervention.
Thank you. Please pass the mic to your left. Thank you.
Yeah, Steve Zeltzer, a staff representative. I think that there are different points of view on KPFA and Pacifica. I have no problem with that. Different programmers have different points of view, different guests. That's what we have at Pacifica. We have a variety of viewpoints. But I do think that Pacifica and KPFA need to take some stance as a network. For example, we had a debate here about Julian Assange, whether or not KPFA and Pacifica should support him and call for his freedom. And there was a difference on this board about that. But the Pacifica National Board said we should actively support the freedom of Julian Assange and all journalists. And I think that we need to be an activist station. I mean, if we support journalists and Julian Assange, we need to have some programming. We need to have some carts about that nationally. It's not just Julian Assange. Our own journalists have come under threat. So we're talking about not just that Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning. We're talking about the right of democracy, freedom of speech, and the right of journalists to do their work. And I know there's a difference on this board about whether KPFA should take a stand.
Thank you so much, Christine. Oh, you have a mic? Thank you.
Just wanted to clarify, we did pass a motion supporting all journalists and whistleblowers being free, and that we believe that all condemning all attacks on whistleblowers. So that's something that we all feel very. I don't think we'd be in this room if we didn't feel strongly about that. Anybody who doesn't, they should just leave. But beyond that, the fact is that you can't advocate. You can present information, but it's the CPB laws. I mean, you can't go on and say, we need to do this or we need to do that on KPFA radio. We would lose our funding. We would actually be in violation of FCC rulings because we're a nonprofit. So you're not, whereas you can choose what you put on. You can't go on and say, advocate. You can't publicly advocate for things. So it's not that we don't strongly believe Julian Assange should be free, or that Chelsea Manning, it's horrible what's happening to them. I personally have very strong feelings about that. But we have to watch our confined to our role. That's all.
Okay, so, sir, please, the question is, we want to make sure you've been heard. Make sure you've been heard to your satisfaction. So if there's anything missing, yes. Please make sure. Yeah, that's what we want to make sure. Go ahead if you need.
Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate what everybody said here. Is it on? Yeah. I really appreciate what's everything's on here. So that's really good. I just wanted to say a little bit about the 501c3 status, because Veterans for Peace is also a 501c3 status. And for us, that means we can't do what we would like to do, namely support Tulsi Gabbard for president, because that would be a partisan thing. But as far as nonpartisan politics, we have stood out for Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange. We have taken a stand on the Hong Kong protests. And, we are an organization dedicated to the abolishment of war. So anything linked into that is fair game for us. And I don't think we've been attacked by the IRS yet. So anyway.
Okay, great. I was going to wind. Okay. Oh, wonderful. I feel so sad. We did lose one guest. I think she may have left, but we did gain another one. So, hi.
Hi, I'm so sorry.
No, come on in. Would you like to say anything to the local station board? No. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to clarify one last piece, and then we'll take it to the next step as we finish
just
up.
Just to the brother who was saying that, I hear what you're saying. Just to clarify, with CPB rulings that we're dealing with, the CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting rules, so it's not just 501c3. So I'm sorry I wasn't more clear on that. Thank you. That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay, so several of our guests are still here who gave of their time to contribute and speak up. My request would be of the local station board. One thing I forgot. The lady who first spoke up, do you feel like you were fully heard in terms of what you brought to express? I want to double check that. I did not do that with you.
Generally, yeah.
Okay, good. Good. I just want
to comment back. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. You did get some good comments back, some feedback. Okay. So my last question of the local station board would be this. You've heard from these listeners, passionate, devoted, committed. What would you say to these listeners in terms of what the local station board could do next in terms of process for how you are going to take this feedback and use it? Okay, good. So that would be my question of the local station. Briefly, if you say, okay, we are going to talk about this at the next meeting or whatever, if you have ideas like that, because we do want this feedback to make a difference and have an impact, not just be heard. So that would be my question of the local station board. Guest, please, go ahead.
Just a quick clarification, if people don't mind. My differences around removal of guns and butter center on process. I want to absolutely clear, I take my limited political reputation seriously. I strongly, strongly, emphatically disagree with the guest she had on. I find that absolute, and I think she made a real mistake. And I might not have been for her show continuing, but I think there should have been a public process, and I think she would have waived her personnel privacy rights in a case like that. And I think that would have been a much better way to deal with it. But I do not in any way have any sympathy whatsoever for some of the guests that Bonnie's had on.
Thank you, sir, for clarifying that. So my question comes back to the local station board. Go ahead.
I think the survey was a good step, and we need to have regular surveys about what listeners want, what they don't want, how KPFA and Pacifica can be improved. But one of the things that I think we, the board, and I support the board taking, is that the management should have a monthly call KPFA, talk to the manager. That used to happen at KPFA where he'd ask questions, people could call up, and people have questions, why did this happen, why did this happen, what we would like to see. That has happened in the past at KPFA. It seems to have been disappeared, and I think that would be a good step for the manager, any manager, whether it's KPFA, WBAI, or any of the stations. Just take calls and say, this is where I'm coming from. That would be a very helpful process, and it would engage the listeners that the manager indeed is willing to address some of these issues.
Don Goldmacher here. Steve, once again, we find ourselves in total agreement.
Yeah.
And I will say that I just brought that up with Quincy yesterday. And I think he's going to do it.
Good. That's great. So that'd be good.
Yeah. We all agree, I think.
UIR.
One thing that probably wouldn't get noticed, but we could do as a record, a matter of information for our listeners, is to put up a brief statement about the LSB, as in, this is what the LSB does, and everything else the LSB doesn't do as a group, but we may well do as committed staff and listeners. So bringing concerns to the LSB over which we have no responsibility or rights whatsoever is a horrible waste of passionate listeners' time. And it would be good perhaps for the LSB to be reminded every meeting of what we can do and what we cannot do. And let me give the listeners an example. The LSB does a performance review of the program directors and the executive directors. The LSB is not the boss of the program director, and the LSB doesn't get to tell KPFA, however the person speaking is imagining KPFA, does not get to tell KPFA what to do or what to play, and who to hire or who to give time to as a programmer. And I just feel like we need to be a little more transparent about our limitations.
Okay, so there's two hands up. You can decide who would like to go first. Go ahead. Thank you.
James McFadden. I think what we heard from people who have attended this town hall is mostly centered around programming. And what we don't have is a program council, but it's even worse than that. Since I've joined the board, I haven't seen the program director come to one of our meetings. And if we're to write an evaluation, there has to be some kind of mechanism where we're getting information. We can't be treated like mushrooms. There has to be some mechanism for that kind of information to be given to the board. Otherwise, we're unable to write that kind of a report on the performance. And so it would be beneficial, if we're not going to have a program council, to at least have some kind of a meeting regularly where the program director comes and reports about what they're doing so that we can do that evaluation properly.
Okay, so we have a new program director now. Probably when Quincy brought a lot of his staff, Kevin already knew he was leaving. So, but I agree with you. It'd be great. The program director should interact with us. I agree with you also, Darlene. However, there are so few forums where the listeners can come and just say whatever they want. So I appreciate them coming to a town meeting and saying the things that are on their mind, because I think it's also good for us to know that even if we can't do anything about it, it's good for us to know. And I would like to encourage all of us, including the listeners who are here, and I've actually not been good about this, but when there are CAB meetings, they're open to the public. Is that right? Yes. So the CAB
is... That's the Community Advisory Board.
Yeah. They are supposed to, you know, gather information about what the public wants from the radio station. So that's their job. And the person who just left, unfortunately, is on the CAB. Oh, well.
Okay, so this is Timothy again speaking as facilitator. We have one more hand from a local station board member. There's a microphone right there on the other side.
Right,
Steve,
James,
can you move the... There we go.
It's on. Okay. According to the bylaws, we're supposed to... The LSB is supposed to work together with the station... station master, the GM, on programming, among other things. That's what I read in the bylaws. We are to work together with them. Now, the LSB does have a lot of powers. Unfortunately, the LSB has often abnegated those powers. If the LSB should assert ourselves. We should not buckle under to the GM. You remember about a couple of months ago, the GM, what he told us, that report told us to listen, to be his a committee to just do what he wants? No, that's not the way it is. He is our employee. We should remember that.
Okay, so thank you. Time there. Just by process, I want to say this. We have another guest. Hi. Welcome. Welcome. And I'm Timothy. I'm facilitating today. And as a guest, as a listener, our intention here is to give you a chance for 2 minutes to be heard fully for exactly what you would want to express. And we have some agreements, like no personal attacks and all that stuff, but don't worry, I'll support you there. You know, some folks say, hey, if you're upset, go for it, and I'll help you say it in a way that... we'd love to give you those 2 minutes, since that's the purpose of this, and then a chance for folks to respond from the LSB, like, hey, to make sure you've been heard fully. How does that sound? You mean,
sounds beautiful.
Introduce
you
yourself.
Much.
Yeah. Sure. What's your name? And go ahead.
Hey, everyone. My name is Jason Miles. Can you hear me or should I use the mic?
Use the mic.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Jason Miles. It's good to see you. I see familiar faces here. I'm sorry to come a little late. I just want to say, because I have so much to say, it would take more than 2 minutes, that I love KPFA. I love you all for loving KPFA. Thank you so much. Every time I meet someone from KPFA, I ask them, what are your top shows? I can go on about mine. I am such an evangelical person for KPFA. I spread the gospel. I brought chicken for everybody, and have a good day. Thank you for loving KPFA. I love you so much. You guys are all heroes to me, so thank you. Bye.
What? No, say more.
Oh.
Keep going. What are your favorite shows?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, chicken.
At least tell us what your favorite shows are.
Yeah. Well, that? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let's start. Up front, Cat Brooks, Mr. Brian Edwards Tiegert. I love Mitch Jezerich. I love Letters in Politics. One of my favorite shows, which you satire so well, not on TwitWit Radio, loved it. Oh, my gosh. That could have brought in such a young listenership. That would have been part of the bridge. I see a lot of stuff going really well. Do you guys want me to keep going? Some of the stuff that's going really well with the pledge drive are, I know that they had the Oakland A's kind of things. I think it's really great to have your community get to know your station. I feel really blessed that when I get to volunteer there, I can see the area, and that's a great way to connect. I think that... I mean, again, I can keep going on. I think, yeah, I'll come early next time. So, yes. Thank you very much again. I just want to say to the paid staff, I know you guys are, if there are paid staff here, you're underpaid. You guys do so much, wear so many hats. To the volunteers, to everyone who puts in your time, I really appreciate you. I think you guys are really furthering humanity. And I really do think that you all are celebrities to me. You're all heroes. And I tell people who I meet who are a part of KPFA that with my time in the military and with, like, after, I've seen a lot of death. And what I always see is that people want to be remembered. And I feel like what you have contributed to KPFA, what people have remembered and spread, what they teach their children don't even know it, your legacy keeps on living on. So, again, I could go on. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Your name again? What's your name? Jason? Yeah. Good. Jason Miles. Thank you. So what that was, LSB, a nice dose of gratitude. Some of the fuel for keeping all of our work going on.
I'll put one over there.
So LSB, let's take in that gratitude. Come on, it's there, and we have work to do, and we have more guests here. If you're guests, you'd like to express yourselves here, come on in. Come on, pull up a chair. There's one over here, I think, in the corner. Come sit at the table. This is an open town hall meeting for listeners and anybody to give the LSB some feedback and input and gratitude and upset, whatever you got going on. And apparently chicken, fried chicken today as well.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Okay, wonderful. So welcome. My name's Timothy. And I'm the host of Talk It Out Radio, one of the hosts there. And we wanted to give everybody a chance, a couple minutes, to express yourself to the local station board. And I'll let you think there as you settle in. But I also wanted to, as a facilitator, let you know what I'm hearing today is from the local station board members when we're in this open forum format to hear from the community. LSB members are speaking up with lots of ideas and proposals. It's really moving our creativity as a group. I'm hearing that happen. Different, you know, folks may agree or disagree, but there's amazing proposals. We're putting out a guideline for what the LSB is and isn't and getting that out really clear so folks know how to, you know, what the LSB does and where to express yourself. And, you know, what a program planning team and committee might look like, more transparency, you know, more democracy, more inclusion. So ideas are already happening. So LSB, I would encourage you to keep following through some of these. I've heard proposals made, more or less, from LSB members today. So I'm hoping that at your upcoming meetings, you're taking these proposals and input from these guests and actually, you know, putting them into practice somehow. So that would just be my encouragement or my challenge, my hope of that, you know, moving with this energy. So and this generosity from listeners. So yeah, so that, of course, that would be for Christine and Carol to follow up on. But anyway, ma'am, sir, if you would like the microphone. Let's give you a microphone because we're recording. And we'd love to hear from you if you have any feedbacks or requests for the LSB, any feedback at all. For 2 minutes, 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Mitchell Cohn. I'm on the WBAI local station board. And just coming through, I'm doing a book tour of California. Tonight's the last one at Revolution Books on my book, The Fight Against Monsanto's Roundup, The Politics of Pesticides. And we offered it to KPFA, to some producers, I think, to use as a premium. I don't know. Nobody's gotten back to me about that except Dennis Bernstein. He was the only one. You're Franklin. Hey, never met. I was on Franklin's show, and so was Ron. And so just, I have nothing about KPFA and the community to say, just how important it is for us at BAI to keep the network together and to work together to make it as strong as possible. Yeah, and we need it right now. I don't know what it feels like here in Berkeley, but in New York it feels like fascism, and we really need this network to withstand what's coming down. So thanks. That's all I have to say.
Well, your name again?
Mitchell Cohn.
Mitchell Cohn, with a new book. Mitchell, do you have any, if you could sit with what you just expressed, do you have any particular requests? You said, listen, we need us, and we need to work together. And but is there anything that comes up for you that might be an idea or a strategy for that you'd love to see? Just want to give you the opportunity to make a request.
Let me come back to that later.
Absolutely, thanks. Yeah. Great. So any responses to Mitchell? We have an example of your book right here.
Wow, who has that?
There it is.
Oh.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Sharon. You've got a...
I hope the next public meeting can have considerably more notice, because the only reason I heard of this was through the rescued KPFA people with whom I'm not even affiliated, and I would love to have the email directly from KPFA. Thanks.
Thank you. Wonderful.
That's a very good point. Yes.
Okay, so Sharon was going to respond there as a...
Well, I just want to say thank you for coming, and I feel somewhat disappointed we don't have more people here, you know, because we did put in time to do this, so I agree. We should try to make this more... Yes. Okay, so my question is actually for Mitchell. I don't know if this is appropriate, but I really would love to hear what WBAI has as plans to, you know, resolve its financial situation, because I didn't mention in my treasurer's report, I'm Sharon Adams, by the way, that WBAI this year is a negative $120,000 so far this year, and obviously has an ongoing debt. So we here at KPFA are quite concerned about the financial situation at WBAI, and we have a lot of questions about the ongoing general manager and why he remains there and what is being done at WBAI to perhaps fix that situation.
So, yes, Mitchell, an opportunity to share some information, and of course, at your choice. I know you didn't come in expecting this, and what would you...
Well, I know that WBAI's listenership has grown...
Oh, before we proceed, Mitchell, we also, because of legal guidelines in this board, one thing we don't talk about is personnel and union issues for those privacy covenants that we have with folks. So just want to remind you of that before you proceed. Maybe I misspoke, but that we don't. The fact is we don't talk about staff and union issues. So that's one thing we don't. I was just reminded of that. And we have a clarification here from a LSB board member.
I don't believe that we have a position that we can't take a position for the union at KPFA. That's not the position of this local station board, that we can't take a position on that. If there's a, I'm just saying you made a statement that we can't take a position. Some people said we should not discuss what's happening in the negotiations. That should go in open session, and people voted by majority not to even discuss it in closed session. But there's no position that we can't. We had previously, many years ago, there was an issue of a boycott of Honda, and you know, whether or not we should support the workers in Berkeley who had a boycott of Honda. Some people argued that we shouldn't take a position on it. And we had a debate, and eventually we said, yes, even the city of Berkeley supported it. So we took a position in favor of the boycott of Honda supporting the workers. So I don't think there's any position that prevents us from taking a position for the labor movement and for unions.
You're dealing with personnel and the KPFA union negotiations. You're violating the law. You're violating the tenets of the law. Yes, you are. That's all I'm going to say. It's inappropriate and we'll be in big trouble. It's not right. Personnel matter.
Yeah, I know. So Mitch was about to speak. So what happened there was I spoke, and then there was some clarifying happening. And then through that clarification, some, you know, important concerns about the roles of the LSB came up. And so we had some strong feelings about that. That's just happening in this moment. So just want to acknowledge that. And in this moment, pausing and keeping that as a concern for later discussion, but also the Sharon's request is on the table to hear a little bit about WBI if our guest Mitchell so chooses to share anything. Go ahead.
So I know that WBAI has been in major difficulties for the past 6 or 7 years, maybe even more, and right now, I'm happy to say, slightly happy to say, that we've increased the membership and the listenership over the past year and a half by a small but substantial amount for compared to us. And that's really exciting. It's partly due, I think, to the new program director that we have, Linda Perry, who's been putting all sorts of interesting programs together, some of them pretty controversial, some not, and we're just beginning to discuss again on the LSB all of this yet again. We're so mired in the election process that we don't get much time to even talk to each other in this session. It's great that in this public section that LSB members are able to talk to each other. As far as the management at BAI, I can't comment on that right now because of what you said, except to say that many of us have been concerned for a while over that issue, and that's an ongoing problem that we're hoping will get resolved very soon. But that bit of placation will, that in New York, that in 275 will get you on the subway. But
okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah. So I have some appreciation from Sharon for you for sharing what you did. Thank you so much, Mitchell, for being here. Okay. So, hi. We have another guest. You have joined the local station board for KPFA's open, what are we calling it again today? A town hall. This is a town hall. Your opportunity to express yourself to the local station board for 2 minutes. And then have responses to what you express. The local station board wants to make sure that you're heard to your satisfaction if you'd like to express yourself for 2 minutes.
I really have nothing to add. I was looking for a different meeting.
Oh, make something up. Tell us a good joke or something.
I guess I had comic relief to add.
Yes, yeah, and your smile. Thank you. We like your smile.
I was looking for Extinction Rebellion.
Hey, right on. I don't know where that's happening all around us. Yeah. There's no particular meeting room for the Extinction Rebellion, right?
There's something else in here. It's just 3 degrees.
Okay. So as facilitator of the town hall, as far as I can see, the guests who have arrived have been heard to their satisfaction. I'm double checking. I want to make sure to give our guests one last moment, maybe a minute or something. I just wanted to make sure our guests said anything final that they wanted to make sure to convey. Any final requests, even just for a minute, if you so choose. I would just, this is so important. This, you came all the way this way. So go ahead. Yeah.
Hi, this is Jason Miles one more time. Thank you for reminding me that this was being streamed, and I consider this now a part of the KPFA record. So while I'm slightly more composed, I do, again, want to say thank you, everyone, for being here. I see the passion. I love it. Sometimes in families, there's such arguments and things because you love each other. No one, that if you don't love each other, you just pass. Hi, how you doing? Fine. Okay, bye. I forgot I was supposed to be composed. So I love you all. Thank you for loving KPFA. Next time I'll have more to add. I think KPFA is going in such a great direction. It's because of the passion. It's because of the love. And let's just remember that. So that is all for me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jason. Okay, so on our first guest.
I'd just like to reinforce Andrea's comment that the emergency is the future of this network. But that doesn't mean that there can't be parallel tracks. Let those who want to really work on programming in various ways. But we've got to, at least at this location and in our representatives at Pacifica, hey, the fire bell is ringing.
Thank you for that. Okay, and go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sometimes people forget that we have, Stan Woods, we have one of the largest listening range of any station, FM or AM, in the country, from Santa Rosa to San Jose. But there's some Berkeley-centric folks that seem to think that 1/60th of the population is what we are. I live in Oakland. I briefly lived in Berkeley. Got no disrespect for Berkeley. Well, I got some disrespect for Berkeley. But still, though, we 10 years ago when we had the local station board meetings, when I was on the board, we expanded where the meetings were. We had one in San Jose at the Retail Clerks Hall. We had 50 local people show up. Now, some of our opponents thought it was such a good thing because most of them had complaints about the news coverage or lack thereof in the largest city of the Bay Area. We had them in Santa Rosa. We had them in Concord. We had them in San Francisco and Oakland. I would really urge you guys to break out of Berkeley. It's a tiny enclave compared to the Bay Area as a whole, and our listeners are all over. And actually, some years ago, Sonoma County had a per capita higher number of members than Alameda County, so hence Santa Rosa. So I would really urge people to expand, cover the whole listening area. Thank you.
I think that's it for our guests having spoken. Any final words to say? No? Okay, good. Okay, so a couple LSB board members have raised their hand. You did take the mic first. Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, Stan. Thanks for reminding me of something I wanted to bring up for the LSB and for the visitors to know. Our former just lost executive director, Maxie, came and did a meet with the board, informal talk, just a few months ago. And one of the things that he had done is to go to the radio or the media rating service. I don't remember if it was Arbitron or not, but it was a media rating service. And it was incredibly illuminating to this example he gave. He paid for, his office paid for, a listing, a ranking of the top 50 radio stations in the Bay Area. There are many more than 50, but that's what he paid for 50. What was the ranking of KPFA, which we think is the end-all and be-all of the progressive world of the Bay Area? KPFA was 49 out of 50 radio stations in the Bay Area. That is our scope of influence.
Okay, thank you. That's a minute. We're going to your right. There we go. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, actually, the board members should be provided with those Arbitron ratings. In other stations, they are. We paid for them, and the local station board should have access to them. So that's something we should have in a future meeting. But I would say that one of the, we talk about avenues for more fundraising. Having an event, town hall, on an event on computer workers and issues, housing in the South Bay, is a way of increasing our audience. We're talking a million people. We're talking about an important area in the Bay Area. It doesn't get the coverage it should have. There needs to be a news bureau in the South Bay, in Silicon Valley, of KPFA, and it doesn't have to be paid staff. It could be volunteers. There are journalists there who would like to probably have programming on KPFA. That would be a way of actually building up our listenership and audience in the South Bay. The same in Sonoma, Fresno. Let's think about how we can use new technology, engage journalists and others in these regional areas which we cover, our signal covers, and get them involved in KPFA. That's how to raise our funding, as a matter of fact.
Thank you. And go ahead, one next.
Yes, Daniel. I just wanted to say to this person who came here, said she was looking for the group, Extinction Rebellion, actually, and not the right place. Actually, she is at the right place. Free speech is an endangered species. Anti-war voice is very close to extinct in this country, and we are a rebellion against the extinction of free speech, anti-war voices, etc. Thank you.
And just as facilitator, before we go to the next LSB member, I'm wondering if the LSB is catching notes of all these different proposals flying around. Okay, cool. I'm really happy to hear that, because there are all these great ideas from all the LSB members and guests. Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Go ahead, Sharon. And then I think we're getting close to the end of the town hall here.
I just want to say I totally agree. I would promote, I personally, if that was for something else. I don't know, free speech is such an odd word, but I do believe in speech. I personally believe that the values of justice and peace can win in the marketplace of ideas, which is, you know, what the Supreme Court says about First Amendment, and that, you know, we don't have to limit our speech. We can win the debate. And that is my personal belief. And that is why I'm just going to take this opportunity to say, extremely disappointed that KPFA is actually sponsoring an event entitled something like The Case Against Free Speech. It's actually shocking to me that that's happening. So I just, you know, when you said that, I just felt my need to say what I think is wrong about KPFA, damn it.
And to clarify, that event is...
It's coming up, I do believe, next week.
I think it's a book event. A book is titled something like that. Yeah, a book. Okay, got it. So guess what? Now, this is pretty interesting, because part of my intention is people have been heard. And the human organism calms down when we've been heard. It may also increase in blood pressure when something else comes up that needs to be heard and wants to be decided in complex democracy. But as you can feel in the room right now, folks, guests, LSB members have spoken up in this forum for now that we're approaching completion. That's a good sign that folks have been heard today. And so I'm grateful to have been able to serve that. And so, you know, once again, I'm Timothy Reagan. This has been Talk It Out Radio. No, just kidding. If you want to contact us, talkitout@kpfa.org. Okay, I'll stop. But anyway, I want to extend my deep and sincere gratitude for the dignity and the commitment to democracy and the walking and living of that in a sustainable and healthy way with everybody in here.
Okay.
I want to celebrate that. And so could you please look around and pat yourself on the back? Mm-hmm. You did this today, and it's difficult. Come on, look around. A little bit of gratitude. Woo-hoo. Thank you. Thank you. Acknowledgement. Yes, we're doing this. It's not easy, but we're doing it. Okay, so I would like to hand it over to Christine to just offer any closing remarks to our chair. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Could you pass? I would like to thank you for facilitating. Thank you very much for being here today. And the work you do on KPFA on your show is great.
Thank you.
And I want to especially thank this young man here, because to see somebody young walk in, first of all, is great. But second of all, to come with love in your heart and say the kind things that you said is what's going to get us through this fight against the fascist uprising that's happening in this country, the looming fascism, anyway. We need that kind of love. Pardon me?
And the chicken.
That was really sweet of you. So you lifted my heart, you know, when you walked in and said that. That was, I'm pretty much speaking for everybody in the room, I think.
Tofu at the next meeting.
Yeah. So I want to thank everybody for being here. And we have disagreements sometimes, but we managed to work with each other in this board, and I'm really proud of the fact that we can talk to each other respectfully and disagree when we disagree. But I think we have a good board, and we have good people on our board. So, and I want to thank everybody that came, even some of them are gone already, to meet with us. And thank you for bringing your questions. And if you have other questions, you can contact us, and we'll have a meeting in September, obviously. And public comments in September are always available. So thank you very much. And
how do we have to?
We'll figure it out. But thank you for being here, and I think that was a good meeting today.
All
thank you very much.
Keep on marching.